The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is celebrating its most diverse group of inductees in its 36-year history. Jay-Z, Tina Turner, LL Cool J, they are now all part of the Hall of Fame canon. NPR's Andrew Limbong has more on the class of 2021.
Tina Turner, the queen of rock herself, doesn't need validation from anybody to be part of music history. But for now, it's a nice excuse for us to listen to some of her music. You're simply the best. Better than all the rest. This is her second time being inducted into the Rock Hall, with the first time for her earlier work with Ike Turner. Also being inducted for the second time is singer-songwriter Carole King.
I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down.
With the addition of the Go-Go's, that makes three female acts being inducted in the performers category in 1 year, another milestone in Rock Hall history. Also being honored are Radio Rock mainstays Foo Fighters, singer-songwriter Todd Rundgren, and Jay-Z, who already has a canonical acceptance speech put to tape.
Speech. First of all, I want to thank my connect, the most important person with all due respect. Thanks to the duffel bag, the brown paper bag, the Nike shoe box for holding all this cash. Okay.
In a statement, the Hall of Fame Foundation's chairman, John Sykes, said the diverse class honored musicians who, quote, created the sound of youth culture. The Musical Excellence Awards goes to artists, musicians, songwriters, and producers who heavily influence music. This year's crop includes LL Cool J, session musician Billy Preston, and the late guitarist Randy Rhoads. There is also an award given to industry professionals, this year going to Clarence Avon, the hard-nosed manager, label owner, and producer who signed Bill Withers. He was the subject of a 2019 Netflix documentary called The Black Godfather, and he summed up his view of the music business like this.
Life is about one thing, numbers, nothing else. What did Tina Turner say? What's love got to do with that f***ing thing, man?
The Rock Hall induction ceremony is set to take place in October and airs on HBO. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.